It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And we're delighted to have them back on board with us again, because if you're looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas, with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And right now,
you know what the best part about these guys is?
Is, yeah.
That they're sponsoring the podcast. That's the best part.
Well, that's one of the best parts.
The second best part about these guys is that they offer a free measure and sample service. So what that means is, because you may think it's easy to measure a living room, but no living room is a square.
Absolutely not.
Some are...
not square.
Not square, whatever that shape is. And then you measure it the wrong way.
And I've seen you with measuring tapes. You're brutal. You couldn't measure.
We should never talk about that night.
No.
We should never talk about that night. That was way in Spain.
The point being,
they offer a free measure and sample service. So you can get a little sample, bring it home and say, because sometimes you look in a shop and you go, oh, that turquoise carpet would look lovely in my hall. No, turquoise carpet wouldn't look lovely anywhere. Purple carpet.
Turquoise isn't purple. Turquoise is an off-green.
Oh, that would look nice, actually. So anyway, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality.
Okay, and right now their pre-Christmas sale is on. You can enjoy big in-store discounts, but you'll need to be quick. Get in this week for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. And with over 50 years' experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide, not just in Dublin but nationwide.
I have a better line for that, by the way. I don't know who wrote the script. They cover it all,
yeah,
wall to wall.
Very good. I'll ring the lads and I'll tell them we've changed the script.
Carpet is wall to wall.
Anyway, you will find Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture in Artane in Dublin 5 and in Rush in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar, or you can ring them on 01 847 3320. And our thanks to the entire gang at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And if you want the details again, just rewind the podcast a little bit, get the phone number and get all of the details. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I was listening to your podcast yesterday, says this message, and it was mad. Anyway, I heard Jeremy talking about the stranglehold that the Catholic Church has over us. And the one thing that they still have on us is the closing of pubs on Christmas Day. This is a joke. What a backward kip, says this message. I'm not even a drinker, but my dad is and would love to be able to meet his friends for a few hours over a pint on Christmas Day. I'm not saying pubs should be forced to open, but let them open if they want to. To hell with religion. Talk about this. I'm sure lots will agree. And that is from a guy called Gary. So Gary is arguing, and I listened to yesterday's podcast. I wasn't on the last episode.
Oh.
It was yourself and Katie.
You were the one listener we had.
Oh, no, there was two. There was two.
Two, okay.
I was listening to the episode, and one of the references that you made was that it's only a matter of time before the pubs open on Christmas Day, which is the last stranglehold, really, that the Catholic Church has. Well, that and the Angelus on the telly, but that's another
day. But we discussed that as well, and the Angelus is no more longer religious. It's a man standing there looking at a tree.
Yeah, but the Angelus, the ringing of the bells, is a Catholic thing. It happens at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Anyway, that's not for today. But you said on the podcast, because I heard it,
yes,
that it's only a matter of time before the pubs open on Christmas Day and are allowed to open on Christmas Day. Okay. It's a big difference. And I happen to agree with you. I think it is only a matter of time.
Whether that's the right thing or don't be saying you
but
agree
you did say
me.
It's only a matter of time.
But that's not saying I agree with it.
No, and I agree. It is only a matter of time and that is not a bad thing.
Okay. I don't believe the Catholic churches have any stronghold over, and thank God their clutch on the country has loosened over the years. I mean, if you look at Ireland in the early 80s when women couldn't get condoms or go on the pill, couldn't divorce abusive husbands, gay people couldn't get married. That was all down to the Catholic Church and their archaic ways of dealing with things. That's all changed now, and their stranglehold over the country is gone.
Mm.
Apart from this one thing, which is the pubs on Christmas Day.
Now, just to explain, we used to have a situation where there were 3 days of the year where the pubs were closed. One was St. Patrick's Day, our national, our patron saint's holiday.
Yeah.
The other was Good Friday, and the final one was Christmas Day. They were all religious days. St. Patrick's Day is our patron saint's holiday. Back in the 60s, they said, ah, here, this is ridiculous. Paddy says a piss off, we may as well open the pubs. So they did. And then back about 6 years ago, where it came to Good Friday, they said, no, this is ridiculous. We've tourists coming wanting to go for a pint on Good Friday. They don't even know what it is. Let's reopen the pubs on Good Friday. So they did that. The last remaining day is Christmas Day. Now, I want you to tell me why. I'm not saying pubs should have to open on Christmas Day. I am saying that it should be up to the individual publican to decide if he or she wants to open on Christmas Day. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. I don't see why we should have any laws around Christmas Day. I don't see why, if a publican wants to open his premises on Christmas Day, he shouldn't be allowed to. He doesn't have to. There's no obligation. In fact, there's no obligation on a publican to open any day of the week. A publican can stay closed all the time if he wants.
Here's the thing. I don't think the Catholic Churches have a stranglehold on any part
Excellent.
Of
then
this.
That's the end of the conversation.
No, it's
the podcast.
It's not. But I do think it's a bit sad if someone wants the pub open on Christmas Day. It's not a big deal.
Why?
Just staying away from one day.
You just said you want the church to have no stranglehold over anything in this state. The closure of the pubs on Christmas Day dates back to a time when the Catholic Church did have a stranglehold, and the Catholic Church dictated to the Irish government, you will not open the pubs on Christmas Day.
Why do you want them open on...
If somebody wants to go to the pub, let them go to the pub. If somebody wants to open their pub, let them open their pub.
But that's easy. That's easy for you to say because you don't work in that...
This is the point that I'm trying to make. If a publican does not want to open on Christmas Day, good for him. Happy days. Off you go.
No, but they
don't
will.
Bother opening.
But they will.
And this is exactly... the final point. I remember 7 or 8 years ago when we were talking about the potential for the pubs to open on Good Friday, okay? And I remember debating this on the radio at the time, and people were on, I'm a publican, we only get 2 days off a year and this is one of them, and even if the pubs open on Good Friday, I won't be opening, right? And all the publicans threw their toys out of the pram because it was one of 2 days in the year. Anyway, the government went ahead, they allowed the pubs to open on Good Friday, and every single pub in this state is open on Good Friday. Not one of them has...
I agree with that. I supported that. However...
sorry, Jeremy, again, Friday is... one of the most religious days of the year, just like Christmas Day.
No, I don't think it should be... They should be closed because of the Catholic Church, because Jesus... I mean, if you're going to base, by the way... things on the Catholic Church. Every second page in the Bible is people drinking wine. So the Bible is literally full of booze talk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Literally booze is all. So that is ridiculous if it's on religious grounds. But how sad would you want to be to go to the pub on Christmas Day? And as well, what would happen
Jeremy, you ignorant prick. For a lot of people, this mightn't be your thing, for a lot of people who might be lonely, who don't have many friends, who don't have much family, their pub is their social outlet. It's their opportunity to actually go and meet human beings. Now, if you're going to come down on somebody like that, shame on you. Absolute shame on you for somebody who's living at home who gets their social outlet from going for a pint or two in the pub. Okay? You happen to be lucky enough that you're surrounded by your family. Bully for you. There are many, many, many people, as well you know, who hate Christmas, who are so lonely at Christmas. And so what if they go to the pub for a couple of pints on Christmas Day?
But how have they survived the last 80 years?
With the greatest difficulty. And you just said it there. How they survived 80 years. How have we gotten a law like this for the last 80 years? It's absolutely pathetic.
I agree it's pathetic, but I also
But
think
then what's the problem?
Because
then just end the conversation.
Because I think it's pathetic that you would want to be in the pub on Christmas Day.
Well, I got a message similar to that from Thomas, commented on our Facebook page, and he said, it's one day to be with your family. Whoever wants to open on Christmas Day would want to be ashamed of themselves. themselves. Ooh. And same for the people who want to go on Christmas Day to the pub. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
It is a bit pathetic, I have to say.
It's pathetic.
Now, I was in a pub before in America on Christmas Day. We were over there on holidays.
And did the place burn down around you? Did you feel dirty?
No, we went for food.
Yeah.
We went for food. But the point is, what would happen is if the pub's open is you'd have fathers going to the pub. It's a family day. I'm not saying don't drink, by the way, on Christmas Day.
And again, Jeremy, that's fine for you, and it's bully for you that you're surrounded by your family for that family day. Not everybody is as fortunate. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Let me kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that came into us just a moment ago from Keith.
So yesterday was the Christmas lights. Today is pubs opening on Christmas Day. And what's next? You know, confirmation communion's taken out of schools. You know, parents have to do their own thing. You know, that didn't happen in every school, but it won't be long before it spreads. So it's not being systematically taken down, no. Are we not going, like, turning the country upside down to make outsiders feel happy coming in? Right, you have the government now coming out talking that this migration thing's a fucking problem. I think what the bigger problem is that Christianity's been taken away from us. You know, do you want to live in a world without God? You know, having people making decisions for you without thinking of God? Because that's an evil world. You know, I know some people out there are atheists. They don't believe in the religion. They don't believe in the big man in the sky, all that. They don't believe in it. But there's a majority of us that does. And we're making the place more comfortable for others coming in. How about we stop Ramadan in the country? Would people be happy with that? You know, or some Indian beliefs or whatever it is they do, their traditions. How about we stop all that? And when you hear the cries...
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Douglas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Douglas?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Douglas. It says on my screen here that you opened on Christmas Day. Opened what and where?
Yeah, so it was just off Talbot Street. I was running a bar at the time, and I was the only place open on Christmas Day. A lot of my staff don't have families over here, so they didn't really have anywhere to go. Not just not as well, like a lot of the people, they don't have families on Christmas Day. So it's good for them to socialise on the day.
Okay, so sorry, you said you opened on Christmas Day. You opened a pub.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's a bar. Yeah, I opened it on the day. So we were doing food as well. It wasn't just a drink. So we're doing
okay, but you were selling alcohol in a pub on Christmas Day.
That's correct. Yeah.
Which, as you may know, is against the law.
Well, I don't know. See, we're actually classed as a hotel, so we actually have a different license to what a public trader would have.
Right, okay. Well, then that would be slightly different. Although my understanding of a hotel license on Christmas Day is it's allowed to serve, but it's only allowed to serve people who are staying there. Is that not right?
Yeah. I can't answer that question. The director said that we could open, so I was only doing what I was told.
Sorry, that just brings up a good argument that I never thought of. Thank you, Douglas, that you were saying, Adrian, about a lot of people being lonely. You can go to a hotel. I know a lot of people that do go to hotels at Christmas.
Yeah, okay, but I might want to go to my pub next door to me.
No, but that fills the void. But you don't have to work. You don't have to work it.
But you just heard Douglas saying that a lot of the people that were working that day were actually happy to be working that day because it gave them something to do.
Why were
exactly.
they? Really?
Exactly.
They were actually happy to work?
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, they were given the choice if they wanted to work or not to work. The people with families, you know, they weren't forced to work that day. But the people without families were working that day, you know, and they enjoyed it. You know, they were socialising because I know a lot of people have just been sat home doing nothing. You know, it would have just been a normal day with everywhere closed, you see.
Okay, so let me ask you then, was it busy?
Yeah, it was very busy, to be fair.
It was busy with more than just hotel patrons.
See, I can't really answer that question because I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. Like, we were busy, so I know a lot of the people were in-house guests. See, I can't remember how many rooms you had in the hotel. It was 220 rooms, so it was quite a big property.
Okay, but the bar was open, though, for the general public to walk in off the street.
See, we had security on the door, so the security should have been double-checking with the people if they should be walking in or not. I do know that the residents in-house was in the bar, and they were having a good time. They were eating the dinners, you know, they were drinking, they were socialising. It was a good day, to be fair, yeah.
Okay, so... Do you think so? You were open because of the hotel loophole, in that hotels were allowed to open
on Christmas
Day, and that's fine. And in terms of people walking in off the street, you can't deny or accept that that was happening. Security probably should have been stopping them, but they may have gotten in. Is that really what you're saying?
Well, exactly. Yeah, security's on the door. We're paying security to stop things like that from happening. But you know yourself, you know, the odd one might have snuck in. But the policy was that it was in-house guests that what we were open for.
Can I ask you a question? The people that were working on Christmas Day, would they have been non-Christian people? Like, was it Muslim? Because I know a friend of mine who's a Muslim works every Christmas Day in the garage. He works in a garage forecourt, and he works every single Christmas Day. He gets triple pay, but it's just a normal day for him, and he's happy to work it. Were they Christian workers or were they Muslim workers?
They were multi-faith workers, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
From different religions. Like, there was definitely Christians in there. I did have a few Indians working as well.
Looking at the people who were there, some of whom maybe just regular punters who just cheekily got in the door to have a pint or whatever, do you think that we should open the pubs on Christmas Day?
See, it's very taboo, isn't it? Because it's down to the licensing laws as well.
No, I know that, but no, I'm asking, should the licensing laws be changed to allow...
In my opinion, I do think, like, not everybody has family to go to on
Christmas
Day.
That's exactly the point that I've been making.
Yeah. So in that sense, I do think that places should be open for people to enjoy.
Okay, do you mind me asking, your accent is from where? From England?
You know what, believe it or not, I'm actually originally from Dublin, but yes, I was raised in Manchester with other family.
Okay, and then in Manchester, pubs are allowed to open on... Christmas Day, is that right?
Oh God, no! I couldn't answer that question. I've not been back in Manchester in about 12 years.
Oh well, they do is the answer.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay.
All you have to do is look at an episode of Coronation Street set on Christmas Day,
and they're
all in the pub. So yes, the pubs are allowed to open on Christmas Day. And just up the road in Northern Ireland, the pubs are allowed to open on Christmas Day. A lot of them don't.
You see, I'm very conscious, Adrian. Sorry, stay there for a second. I'm very conscious of this. So just stay there for a second, Douglas, because you're spouting on Adrian here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people want to talk to you about it. You're spouting on a bit. Open the pubs. You have never had to work Christmas Day in your life, ever.
Yes,
you,
I did.
No, you...
Oh, I actually did. Worked news shifts in FM 104 back in the day. I actually did work Christmas Day several years in a row.
Yeah, but that was when you were head of news. We're talking 30 years ago. In the last 30 years, you've not had to work Christmas Day, yeah? And you don't know what it's like for people who do have to work.
Can I tell you?
My wife, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest working Christmas Day.
That's
because you don't have your own... Christmas Day is meaningless, Steve. No kids. But my wife...
It's not meaningless to me. I've grown up kids, and it wouldn't bother me working Christmas Day.
It's pretty meaningless to you now. It's pretty meaningless. My wife has to work...
So Christmas Day is meaningless to people who don't have young kids?
It's not the same. It's not the same having to go...
I'll remind you that now in 15 years.
No, but I'm saying it's not...
I'll remind you that. Remind me to remind you.
If I can remind you, it's something... My point is, my wife has to... I think it's every second Christmas Day. She has to go in and do a few hours work, and it's very tough leaving your kids at home playing with
they don't even notice you're gone.
Again, someone who's never worked Christmas Day.
I have worked Christmas Day is the point that I'm trying to make to you. I read a message out from Thomas there a couple of minutes ago, and he said it's one day to be with your family. Whoever wants to open on Christmas Day would want to be ashamed of themselves, and the same for the people who want to go on Christmas Day. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I got this message in just a moment ago from a lady not at all happy with that. Aoife.
Well, Adrian, how are you? I was just listening to your show there. Who the fuck does that guy Thomas think he is, saying that people who open pubs should be ashamed of themselves, or people who want to go to the pubs should be ashamed of themselves? You know, he's saying there one day to spend with your family. That's all well and good if you have family, but what do you do, someone like me who's on my own? I would love to be able to go to the pub, get out of the house, see other people there who are on their own, get chatting. How fucking dare he? I'm genuinely fuming, absolutely fuming at him. Get him on your show and let him explain himself, because what a tick fucker. I'm so I just can't even deal with the level of stupidity. Fuck off, Thomas.
No, she's really, really angry, as you can hear.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, she's really angry over Thomas's message. And Thomas is basically saying, shame on you if you want to open the pub. Shame on you if you want to go to the pub. There's a lady who's saying...
Can I say to a lady...
She's on her own.
What's her name? Dimpner or something?
Aoife. She's on her own and she wants to be able to go out and meet somebody.
Okay, can I say something to Dimpner? Or Aoife.
Stop being so ignorant.
I'm not being ignorant. Go to a hotel, honey.
You patronising prick. You absolutely patronising prick.
I'm just saying there's loads
of... Aoife, I apologise for that.
Don't apologise on my behalf. Go to a hotel. Let me know. In fact, send me your postcode and I'll tell you of the hotels that are open nearby.
You're a clown of a man. Where am I going now? I am going to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Oh, I'm great. I think he's just going to be back on to you now in a minute.
Go on.
I'm with Thomas. I'm with Thomas on this. It's one day of the year.
Yeah, I know it's one day of the year.
And if you cannot stop yourself from going to the pub for one day of the year,
at no point in that message does that lady say, I need a drink, I crave a drink, I'm dying for a drink, I'm Christmas Day, because she can do that at home. That's not what it was. It's a social thing. She wants to be able to pop in, sit in the pub and talk to other people who may be on their own as well.
Well, surely she'd know those other people that are in the pub on their own. So why don't they all get together and go to a house?
Because they don't want to. Maybe they don't know each other.
No, you see, that's just it. So she doesn't give a shit.
I know, but that woman Dimple or whatever her name is, she was playing the victim there. And sorry, by the way, I'm not making fun of anybody who is lonely, by the way.
You absolutely are. Jeremy, just a moment ago, you told that woman, shut up for a second, you told that woman who sent that message, go to a hotel, honey. That's not patronizing anybody.
I didn't mean to say that. Okay.
No, he's right.
I'm saying,
if you crave having some company that day so much, go to a hotel.
Go for a drive, go for a walk.
What you're not thinking about is, I did actually have to work 3 Christmas days, because here's another topic for you, right, in the time that's in it. I had to work 3 Christmas days, even though I was rostered off on the Christmas days, but I came in to let the people who had kids stay off that day, right? So I was the one who had to come in because I was made feel guilty because I didn't have kids. They had kids, so I had to go in and work the Christmas day. Yeah. So there's another topic for you. So let's get away from that.
Angela, just a minute ago, we spoke to Douglas, who works in a hotel. The hotel bar was open on Christmas Day. And the majority... Douglas, was there any staff member who resented working that day?
No, because you have the choice to work the day. Now, obviously, I was going to go in myself anyway.
What I'm saying is, hold on, sorry to cut into you now for one second, okay. Right? What about the local pub in a local village, right? And the local pub has 4 staff and they want to open on Christmas Day. And those 4 staff have kids, have families, don't want to work Christmas Day and are under pressure to work Christmas Day because it's open. What about that?
See, I think that's down to the discretion of the owners. Like, if it's a pub itself, because you got to remember, I'm coming from the hotel side of things, but actual public houses, they're mostly owned by Republicans. So why can't they work on the Christmas Day if they want to open on the Christmas Day? You know, I understand that,
because,
you know, you've got
the Republicans, that's what I'm saying. So you'd have 2 people working in a pub that's probably going to be strong
Angela, if you were to drive up the north on Christmas Day, okay, and drive across the 6 counties, you will find not every pub is open. In fact, less than half of pubs up north open on Christmas Day. But they have the option, they have the choice. They do if they want to, they don't if they don't want to.
Sorry, we're all missing...
Don't take away that choice. It's one day.
We're all missing the elephant in the room here yet again, okay?
Which is?
That woman, Aoife, that sent that message, literally fuming, she has options. She has, again, it is terrible to be lonely on Christmas Day. That's why I don't like Christmas, because I always feel sorry for people who are lonely. But she can
go to a hotel,
She can go to a hotel. You know what you can actually do in hotels? You can book into a hotel and literally only stay for a couple of hours. No, but you actually can. You don't have to stay. So you can book.
You're not wrong there.
No, you can book a room in a hotel.
Yeah.
And literally whip in for 2 hours. Socialize with people at the bar in the hotel or in the restaurant, talk to the waiters, everything. Literally last 2 hours and then zip back out of the hotel after 2 hours. You don't have to stay 24 hours.
Who wants to pay for a room for a couple of hours?
If you're that lonely, you will for one day.
You'd be surprised what
people are lonely. Yeah, and people are lonely out there. Like, you're absolutely right there in what you're saying. Like, as long as you check in, and you do it properly, then yeah, you're absolutely
so
right.
I know people, by the way, I know people that check into hotels for a couple of hours for nefarious reasons, and they literally check out.
No comments.
No, sorry, was that you? Was it? No, but it's no big deal.
I work in the hotel.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so you have people all the time that literally.
Okay, but Angela, I want to go back to the point of staff and days off and everything else. And we've just heard Douglas saying that none of his staff objected to working on Christmas Day in the hotel. Now, a hotel is different because you expect that it's going to be open on Christmas Day. But I remember a couple of years ago when we were talking about opening the pubs on Good Friday, all hell broke loose. It's one of only 2 days of the year that we have off. Only 2 days of the year. Yeah. Anyway, the government went ahead. They allowed the pubs to open. And even though a load of pubs said, we're never going to open on Good Friday, they all did. Every single one of them did. And did the earth come to a shuddering stop? No.
But you know what the difference being? This is the biggest difference. Good Friday is not like Christmas Day.
Well,
can you actually differentiate between the two?
If you're a religious person, if you're a Christian, Good Friday is actually nearly a more important day than Christmas Day.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is in the Christian calendar. It actually is. It's because it's the rising of Jesus, the day he died, about him coming to rising again after 3 days. It actually is the most significant day in the Christian calendar. Not Christmas Day.
No,
not
actually,
the day he was born.
No, it's not. Jesus' birth is the biggest day.
I'm not a religious expert, but I'm telling you that the Easter holiday is the most significant in the Christian calendar. Anyway, that's not the point.
Sunday.
The point is,
yes.
The point is,
Sunday is
the point
not the
is
Friday.
That Good Friday, the pubs used to be closed, and God forbid they should ever open on a Good Friday, and they did, and nobody even noticed.
And I think it's a disgrace that they open on Good Friday.
Nobody even notices anymore, Angela. Nobody even notices or cares.
I do.
Well, you're probably the only one. Nobody else gives
a damn. Well, you just said nobody does. I'm telling you, I do.
Okay, and I'm arguing with you, Angela, that Christmas Day, if the pubs are allowed to open, not all of them will. Some will choose not to, as is the case up the north. An awful lot of them don't open, but they have that choice. And if they want to open, let them. And if people want to go to the pub, let them.
Let me just make my final point.
What in God's name does it make any difference, or how in God's name does it make any difference to you? If you're not going to go to the pub on Christmas Day, whoop-de-doo, happy days, good for you.
Go to a hotel. How many times
shouldn't have to?
Do you know why, Adrian? Do you know why it makes a difference to me?
Go on.
Because I have an opinion. That's what you've asked me
If the pub down the road from you was open on Christmas Day, let the woman speak.
Make mine. I think it's an absolute disgrace that anywhere is open on Christmas Day. I'm talking about petrol stations. I'm talking about shops. I'm talking about all of that.
No, hang on, Angela.
Angela,
I was saying about a friend of mine who is a Muslim of Muslim faith. He works in a petrol station which is along the Grand Canal and works every single Christmas Day because I call into him to wish him a happy Christmas on Christmas Day when I'm on my way to my mother-in-law's. Yeah. And he is delighted to work Christmas Day because he said he gets triple pay. He sits there because he does have his pad there. He's watching movies all day on his pad. He gets about 10 customers. He's happy. So a lot of Muslim people are actually happy to work.
Anyway,
Angela, I totally understand that.
I want to ask you the question: what difference does it make to you whether the pubs open or not on Christmas Day?
It doesn't make a difference to me.
There you go.
But I still have an opinion that I don't think. Well, what difference does it make to you?
None whatsoever.
Oh no, Adrian.
Exactly. But you still agree with it?
Hang on, Angela. This is the same.
I tell you what, I listened to yesterday's podcast, and yesterday's podcast was all about the separation of church and state and Christmas and everything else. This is the last hold in Irish law that the Catholic Church has on our licensing laws. Okay, we got rid of Paddy's Day, we got rid of Good Friday, so why not Christmas Day and be done with it? And if the pubs want to open, they can open.
Here's the thing, Angela, you're talking to the same fella that, I don't know if you remember this podcast about 3 years ago, Adrian nearly cried when the government announced that the off license weren't open until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you remember that on Paddy's Day?
I just thought it was when they turned around and said that they might limit the drinks in the airport.
Oh,
He nearly had a bloody cardiac arrest.
He was calling like a little bitch. He was like, how dare they only open at 2 o'clock? How dare? And we were like, Adrian, you can get your booze at 2 o'clock.
Martin has been in touch with us. How are you, Martin? Let's hear what you have to say.
Afternoon, lads. Yeah, get the pubs open Christmas Day. There's not much the old fella misses about England, but all he does miss is being able to go for a couple of pints Christmas Day. Back when we lived there, the pubs closed at 3 on a Sunday anyway for a few hours. So they used to open 12 till 3 Christmas Day. So yeah, get them open. A few pints before the dinner, nothing better.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Cian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Cian?
All right, Ado.
Good, Ado. Haven't called that for ages. Anyway, what did you want to say, Cian?
I totally agree here with Angela. Like, why should you have pubs open on Christmas Day? Because that's a day for relaxing family, like, Adrian. Come on, like.
If you don't have family, if you're not surrounded by children and grandchildren and everything else, it's an extraordinarily lonely day for an awful lot of people.
It is, but Jury's Hotel or what's
it
called?
You don't need bloody drink to.
Nobody said anything about drink. In fact, the message that I played a couple of minutes ago from that lady Aoife, her message was saying, I want to meet friends. I want to meet people. I want human contact.
Hotels are bustling on Christmas Day.
Well, maybe there isn't a hotel in the village that she lives
There's
in.
Hotels everywhere. Near where?
RD or wherever it is. I don't know where she's from.
Sorry, that woman Aoife.
Yeah.
Drive to a hotel.
Maybe she doesn't drive. Anyway, Cian, the point that I'm making here is, what difference does it make to you whether the pub is open or not?
It makes a huge difference because then, therefore, any bar person who has to go into work just to give you your drink, you know what I mean, can stay at home and enjoy the time of family. Because if it's open, then they're going to feel like they have to go in, because like I heard from another caller there.
I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that if you go up north on Christmas Day, the pubs are allowed to open on Christmas Day, and always have been, but not every pub chooses to open. In fact, the majority of them aren't open, or if they do open, they open for just a couple of hours.
So what's the majority doing?
The majority don't open. The majority are closed. Yeah. They choose to stay closed. But the option is there. The option is there for them.
And the other thing I heard as well a few minutes ago, you saying that on Paddy's Day as well, sometimes the off licence didn't open till 2 o'clock in the day. Like,
Why are you so worried about that?
That
day was like Adrian's dog was after being run.
No, this is a completely different argument. The argument of that.
Sorry, you used to go on the ship, the cruise, the booze cruise on Paddy on Good
Still
Friday.
Still do.
That's how pathetic you are.
The point I'm trying to make to you, Cian, is that, for example, the off licences on Good Friday, that was all to do with antisocial behaviour in Dublin, and I didn't think it was fair that normal people were penalised for that.
But now that's one thing that gets me. Normal people, like, everyone is normal. Don't be saying that.
People causing antisocial behaviour on Good Friday aren't normal people. Stay there for a second. Let me go to line two, and that is John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John.
I'm actually with you on this.
Good man. Thank you. Yeah, it's about time.
I don't see what the big deal is here, guys. I really don't.
There is no big deal.
You don't see what the big deal is because you're not delivering chicken balls on Christmas Day.
I don't deliver chicken balls, actually. You know what I mean? I have my own business now, but for sure, nothing got to do with that. I seen you there the way you talked to Aoife earlier on. Listen, come here, Jeremy. Get the fuck down here for a minute. Now, I will say, get your shit together, Jeremy, and listen to me what I'm about to tell you. People can walk if they want to walk Christmas Day. It's up to them. If the publican wants to open, and it's his choice, and if he wants to ask the people, do you want to walk? No, I don't want to walk. It's family day for me. Okay, well, then don't. Oh, no, I'll walk because I don't have fuck all to do. Because I don't like Christmas, because Christmas is not for me, or I don't have anywhere to go, or I'm sitting on a back fucking bedsit somewhere in the middle of fucking God knows where. So let them do what they want to do. How is this going to impact you or anybody else?
And this is the point that I've been trying to make, John. 7 or 8 years ago, when there was talk of the pubs opening on Good Friday,
we had this exact
same conversation. The world is going to end. It's so unfair.
And I was on that conversation with you. Yep. I remember it well.
And religious nuts on saying, It's God's day and blah, blah, blah. A load of shite.
Yeah, that is a load of shite, yes.
What's the difference then? What is the difference with Christmas Day?
I will not take the opinion of two men who don't work on... Do you work on Christmas Day, John?
I don't, thank God. But well, here's the thing. Well, then, I would like to think, and I know people, personally, that get the fuck out of Ireland because of, Christmas is not their gig. Christmas is not everybody's gig, lads. Yeah. I just want to say that to you, Jeremy. But not everybody celebrates Christmas because they have they've lost the loved ones. The whole lot. It's not everybody's gig. At the end of the day,
I get that.
You know, just because we all have a fuzzy fucking Christmas doesn't mean everybody else does. 100%. You know. Now that's the truth of it, guys.
Okay. Now, if I would value your opinion just a slight bit more if you were actually working for a company where the boss was ringing you 2 weeks before Christmas saying, John, you have to come in at 9 o'clock on Christmas morning. But you're not. You've never worked.
Jeremy, you just heard Douglas, our very first caller here, saying, listen, shut up for a second.
Don't tell me.
You heard Douglas saying, not one member of staff objected to working on Christmas Day last year.
Christmas Day is always optional to work, Adrian, or Jeremy, sorry. And it always was with companies. You do not have to work for Christmas Day if you don't want to. We all know that.
No, if you were working for a certain company and they wanted you...
Jeremy, we're not looking at a situation where pubs are going to threaten to sack you if you don't come in on
Christmas Day.
That's not...
You see, you're making up scenarios here, Jeremy. You know, you're pulling stuff out here. But the fact of the matter is, like, you hear that guy there, what's his name? Douglas. Like, there he goes. There's Douglas and his pals there. They're quite fucking happy to get paid triple overtime. You're mate in the garage. You know, Christmas is not for everybody. And if it is that a publican wants to open and he wants to pay a staff double, treble, whatever it may be, and they want to walk it, why fucking not let them? What's the big deal?
Again, Jeremy, I want you to explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, why...
And please do too to me, please.
Why I shouldn't be allowed to go for a pint in the pub on Good Friday to meet, on Christmas Day to meet my mate, and yet I can drive up to Newry and I can do the same
thing.
I want you to tell me...
And I don't want to go to a hotel either. I want to go to the local.
On what basis... Should the pubs remain closed on Christmas Day? I want, like I'm a 2-year-old, please, go.
What do you want to know?
I want you to give me a reasonable explanation.
Give me a good reason why the pub shouldn't be allowed open if a publican wants to open his business on a Christmas Day. Just give us a good reason why not.
Because the only people that will suffer, and by the way...
No,
there's no kids here. There's no kids involved. And by the way, people are genuinely, you know.
No publican is going to force staff to work on Christmas Day and leave their kids at home.
Because the only people that will suffer are the staff to have to do it, and neither of you are going
to stop with you.
That's not a good enough reason.
They're going to get €300 for the fucking day.
Same argument was made about Good Friday. Oh, the poor staff, they only get 2 days off a year. Bullshit.
Keen, it's falling on deaf ears here. What do you make of that?
It's a load of noise, to be honest. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that no one should be allowed. I'm just saying the staff are suffering there. Like, you know,
they're not going to be suffering, Keane. There's nobody suffering. Yeah, staff are given the like this guy there that Jeremy knows. I actually know a Polish dude, and he works Christmas as well. So they do their own thing. I don't know if you know Polish. They have their Christmas on a Christmas Eve. But the fact of the matter is, he works Christmas Day. Now, what I want to ask you is, he's not suffering. He's getting well paid for this, and he wants to do this. They're not suffering. They're given an option. And they will be given an option. So if the pub wanted to open, as I said, the Republican wanted to open the pub, and he wanted, and staff said, well, I'd walk because I haven't got anywhere to go, or, you know, I won't be sitting down cheers and with everybody here. Why not give them an option, Kim?
I just don't understand why he'd want to work. You know what I mean? Like,
Again, Kim, that's like, you. Hang on for 1 second, Kim. That's you. You may not want to work, but there are so many other people that wouldn't mind working. I hate Christmas Day. I'll be honest with you, Keane, I fucking hate Christmas Day. I hate how divisive it is. I hate what it does to families. I absolutely hate the day. Always have done, and probably...
Can I just describe my Christmas Day?
Can I just tell you, John, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest working a few hours on Christmas Day.
Actually, you know what I'm thinking about it now. Because all we do is, and I tell you this, spend my bollocks, which I'm doing at the moment. Hold on, Jeremy. Yeah. Let's call it a spade a spade here. Spend your bollocks. And then Christmas Day comes. Do you I'm looking forward to is a Christmas dinner. Look, it's great to have the Christmas with the family, but come 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock after the dinner, that's it. You know what I mean? It's shitty fillings, and it's you know, if that is
okay.
If that
so,
is,
okay, so you know. here's the thing. Okay, let's put your money where your mouth is. If I said to you, you yourself and Adrian do Opinions Matter podcast on Christmas Day, why don't you? Imagine on it.
Oh, you have no problem doing it.
Imagine
no problem doing it.
Imagine him in the fucks on that podcast.
I have no problem doing it. I want triple pay.
Oh no, we'd give you triple pay. Well, would you be prepared? Because I know Adrian's smiling here at me. There's no way Adrian would drive in here because his missus would hang his testicle off the front door.
Do you know what? I'd actually book into the fucking fans hotel. Yeah, that's what we do.
There's the plan.
I'm only joking.
Barry, are you listening? We want to book in on Christmas Day.
The point is, Adrian wouldn't work. Adrian would not work Christmas Day. He wouldn't be allowed to work Christmas Day.
Who wouldn't be allowed?
You wouldn't be allowed. Your missus wouldn't let you work Christmas Day.
Oh, she would.
No, but
she'd be happy to see the back of me.
Oh, now, by the way, there's another aspect to this, and we're going to play this message from Stephen. And I don't think this has even been mentioned yet, but this is a very important point about Christmas Day. Stay there.
The big deal would be if pubs were open, you get mongrels of parents who will go out and get absolutely smashed and leave their kids at home all day. That's exactly what will happen. What will happen also will be a lot of abuse from drink, physical abuse. So the Gardaí, is extra Gardaí going to be on call now all over because you want to open up pubs? What is wrong with you people?
Well, Stephen, I would argue with you that the people who
are
going to...
I agree with him, by the way.
No, sorry, the gobshites that are going to cause trouble because of drink on Christmas
Day. We do it every day, yeah, any night.
And we'll do it whether the pubs are open or not. They're drinking at home, okay?
Exactly. They'll get their trays of beer in and they'll wreck the place anyway.
And Stephen, if anything, they're drinking in an uncontrolled way in their houses without measuring their drinks. In a pub, at least, there's some control. So you're talking absolute bullshit. Let me bring in Mark.
There's no need to open pubs on Christmas Day. It's one day. Let the staff have the day off. Let them spend time with their families. And Jeremy, you said to Adrian that Christmas doesn't matter if you don't have children. That is a stupid comment right there. It's about family. Families come in all ages. Also, for Aoife, if she's lonely on Christmas Day, there's lots of organisations to have meals, have drop-ins to meet and mingle with other people so you don't have to be alone.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I think an awful lot of you are missing the point of this conversation.
Can I just come in, Barry, by the way, just before the break there, that gentleman was saying about me saying that Christmas is nothing if you don't have kids. That's not what I said.
What I said was it's
a different kind of day.
No, you didn't. You said it means nothing if you don't have young kids. Wind the podcast back.
Well, I can't rewind it back.
Do you want me to get the clip right now and play it right now?
No, they're too much work.
It's not too much work. I can do it right now.
It's a lot of work. What did I say?
Have a listen. This is what you said.
Christmas Day is meaningless to you, no kids. But my wife...
It's not meaningless to me. I've grown up kids and it wouldn't bother me working Christmas Day.
It's pretty meaningless to you now. It's pretty meaningless. My wife has to work...
So Christmas Day is meaningless to people who don't have young kids?
It's not the same.
Now, there. That's what you said.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous at all.
What I mean to say is...
That's exactly what you said.
What I mean to say, guys, is... And this is me rolling back. Maybe I said it came out wrong. What I mean is Christmas is a different kind of event when you don't have kids, okay? So we have kids, and Christmas is all about the kids and Santa Claus coming and all that. Christmas Day is special, open the presents. For you, Adrian, Christmas Day is, what time can I open the bottle of brandy at? That's the difference. Then you fall asleep after with a bit of turkey on your chin.
It's great. It's great. It really is.
He loved that Christmas Day. No, but you get the point. It's different.
Yeah, no, but all of you are missing the point of this conversation. Oh, everybody is associating him with drink, and oh God, you're a sad bastard.
Well, that's what a pub is associated.
Hang on, you're a sad bastard if you have to have a drink on Christmas Day in the pub. For the lady who left that message earlier on, and for so many other people, it's not that at all. It's about actually meeting other human beings. Believe it or not, Jeremy, there are some people who have no family, who have no children, who have no grandchildren, don't even have any friends. And Christmas Day is the most lonely day of the whole year. What in God's holy shite is wrong with that old man or young man or whatever walking around to the pub and having a pint and chatting with people? Seriously. You still haven't given me a good enough
reason. There's a barman that has to pull the pints.
He probably owns the place. Who's going to bother on him?
Who's going to pull the pints? You?
No. We were told the same thing about Good Friday.
John, are you...
Nobody's going to open on Good Friday.
John, considering you want to work Christmas Day, why don't you volunteer for a company to work for them for Christmas Day?
Oh, he's hung up.
Oh, so that's how much he wants to work on Christmas Day.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Oh, God, I'm boiling here. Absolutely boiling. I 100% agree with Jeremy. One day it used to be, 2 days. Now it's 1 day, and now they want to take that away. What's wrong with them? Are they all alcoholics that are ringing up? Or have a drink problem?
No, I don't think it's anything to do with people having a drink problem. I think it's to do with the fact that some people have used their local pub as their social outlet. Nothing to do with drink at all.
It's during the week to do that, Adrian. It's Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget them guys that walk behind the bar have family too. They want to be there for their sons and daughters with the little smiles and the presents and all that. They don't want to be stuck in the pub all day. And then the shops are all closed. Most of them I know anyway.
Okay.
So it's ridiculous.
Again, Una, for an awful lot of people, Christmas Day is the day of the year they dread the most because they don't have family around them. They don't have kids or grandkids or anybody to...
Because you can have that any day you don't have grandkids. I don't have my grandkids during today or during the week. And mainly Christmas I see them.
Okay.
Mainly Christmas.
The point I'm trying to make is, for that individual, what is so wrong with them being able to stroll around to their local pub for a couple of pints? Seriously.
Well, buy some off the off license and buy a few friends into the house.
And sit at home on your own?
No, I'm sure they've got neighbours. I've not got neighbours that ask me in for a drink or ask me in.
Okay, but then let me go back to the final point that I was making earlier on, that the closure of the pubs on Christmas Day, by the way, it happens nowhere else in this part of the world, in the UK, in Northern Ireland, on the continent, nowhere are the pubs closed on Christmas Day except this little island, this little part of our island, yeah?
Yeah.
Why? It's because the Catholic Church back in the 1930s told the government, you will not open the pubs on Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, and Good Friday.
Catholic Church should never tell the
But, that rule is still in place.
Well, that rule will always be in place, according to most people. It's not fair. And not only that, it's the children, what about the grandkids, when they're in the pub drinking, the mother, the wife, the partner, they're sweating, they're getting the dinner ready, the turkey, the ham. And the kids run, where's daddy? Our daddy's in the pub having a few drinks. It's ridiculous. Coming home pissed probably as usual.
But he can do that in the sitting room as well.
No, you're watching the sitting room. No, you wouldn't be drinking as much in the pub. And again, to a pub, you don't have 1 pint. I never heard anyone having 1 pint. You'd have 2, 3, 4. And then they figure out, oh, geez, I better go home. And then the wife runs up, come on, your dinner's ready. It's a load of baloney. So, I don't believe that. I hope it never comes in.
So no to the pubs on Christmas Day. John, would you work on Christmas Day? I have him back on the line here. Would you work on Christmas Day?
If the money was right, Adrian, yes.
Yeah, okay. So you and I will find a pub, we'll open it and we'll work it.
No problem at all. I hear what Una is saying, but look, Una, there's a lot of people there that Douglas pointed out. That they will work on Christmas Day and have no problem in doing it because they don't have families to go to. And there's a lot of people out there that don't celebrate Christmas because of what happens over Christmas with, you know, their own tragic circumstances. Like, there's a lot of people out there that don't, you know, do Christmas. They actually don't do Christmas. They don't, you know. And I don't think if a Republican wanted to open a pub, or Republicans want to open a pub there today, or you know, on Christmas Day. Sorry, why not let them? Why? What's the big deal? You know, I don't get this. You know, it's an outlet for people to go to. You know, the likes of them. You know, Douglas and all his friends and everybody else that wants to.
100%, I agree. You even heard Martin's message. The one thing his dad misses about the UK living here in Ireland is being able to go for an L pint on Christmas Day. That's the one thing he actually misses. I think people.
But again, at the risk of repeating myself, you can get a pint for Christmas.
Book into a hotel. Nobody wants to do that on their own. Who wants to book into a hotel on their own? Really, seriously. Let me bring in Emma with her opinion on this.
Jeremy, honey, you're being a patronising fucking prick today. Doesn't mean it's about drink. It doesn't mean that you're going to go in, you're going to get pissed. It's just company. And that girl, you fucking Aoife, your own apology, because you're an ass, absolute ass to her. Like, she has nobody by the sound of it. Nobody said she wants to go and get pissed. She might just want to go in and have a Coke or a pint of black currant and just have a chat. Maybe she can't fucking afford a hotel. You don't know that circumstance, so don't fucking judge them. It's literally, like, I don't agree with everyone sitting around the pub all day Christmas Day getting pissed. But maybe they open 12 to 3 and these people that are by themselves could just go in and meet others. Like, this Christmas, it's just me and my mum Christmas Day. I'm thinking, Jesus, that'd be nice now just to get out of the house, the two of us, down and have 2 pints and walk back home. Just fucking get out of the house. It doesn't mean people are just going to get pissed. You're being an absolute fucking knob today.
But again, all I hear, yes, Emma, I hear that I am being a bit of a knob, and I apologise to Jasmine or whatever her name was, the woman that was on earlier.
Again, you're being an absolute... What? You know quite well the woman's name. Sorry, is Aoife. It's written in big letters there.
Okay, but the point is, you're talking about it'd be lovely for you and your mother to go to the pub. Yes, it would. But no thoughts for the person who has to pull your pint.
What if it's the fellow who owns the place? What if it's the fellow who owns the place and is quite happy to open, to earn an extra few bob? John has been in touch with us.
Yeah, Christmas is about community, you know? So if the pubs are open, people can come together, those who don't have families, whatever, as you already have said. But cutting through all the weeds there, Adrian's main point, and he said it, is that he wants the Roman Church not to have a stranglehold, or the Church not to have a stranglehold on Ireland anymore, and that's the last straw. Christmas is not just, and it has evolved, and it's not just about the Church anymore, but it's about family, and it's about our culture, which is fundamentally based on Christianity, so is our law. So that's where people would have then an issue. Adrian just literally wants to stop it because he doesn't want the Church involved in anything and erase the past. And this is where people would have a gripe. Yeah. Honestly, I don't see it as a huge issue. So for me, Christmas is community. But I don't like the idea of belittling everything that we did in our past.
All right. And we've one final WhatsApp voice note that I want to just squeeze in before we wrap this up.
Here we go again, lads. Another anti-Christmas rant by Jeremy. Oh, just because you don't go to church on Christmas, everything should be open. What kind of alcoholic riddled motherfucker wants to go to a pub on Christmas just to sit there, just to sit in the ambience of a pub and have fucking alcohol? You know, take a day off, like, seriously, lads. That's what we're fucking coming to. It's bad enough our Christmas trees are now called evergreen winter trees. Our Christmas lights are now winter lights. Our Easter eggs are gesture eggs. What's next? Paddy's Day will be called fucking all-inclusive day. Oh, God. Lads, Irish traditions are going down the fucking drain. And I'm sorry to say, it is people like Jeremy that would fully support it. Him and his Americanisms and his fucking, hang on, lads, while I get a diaper out of the pantry, while I drop it in the garbage and put it out by the sidewalk for the garbage men to collect it. Oh, God. I swear to God, lads, Irish traditions are gone. I don't know. Can't wait to hear the topic, boys.
That's a lovely...
I hope Adrian puts up a fight for this.
Here, I already have, Trevor.
That's a lovely rant, Trevor, but you actually agree with me. Nobody's literally agreeing with me. You're giving out with someone you agree with.
But you agree with nearly everything except Christmas Day. Except the pubs on Christmas Day. I just don't get it.
Anyway.
One day you'll be a lonely old man, Jeremy.
That day has arrived.
When your kids flee the nest.
No, that day has
flee
arrived.
Flee the state.
That day has arrived.
Flee the continent to get as far away from you as they can.
That day has arrived, Aidan. They don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? If you haven't, our WhatsApp channel is where we send you out one or two notifications every day about new episodes when they drop and other stuff we want to keep you informed. We won't spam you. It's just a couple of notifications a day. If you'd like to be part of the WhatsApp channel, send the words add me to 085-825-2626. We'll reply with a link, and that'll bring you to the WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening.